Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Yes, I think that's really important. I know there's a lot of, again, with going back to when we were talking about resources that a lot of the bigger arts organizations are putting together. If you go on the Indiana Arts Commission, Indiana Humanities, all these places, there are a lot of resources for even psychological help, you know, benefit mental health professionals are weighing in on isolation issues and things like that. That sounds like I'm focusing on the negative, and I don't really mean to, but I think that in this first phase of this, transitioning to, you know, kind of sheltering in place, isolation, virtual reaching out and communicating rather than, oh, I can shake your hand or hug you, you know, there is going to be some negative psychological effects, and I think it would be kind of dumb to not address those a little bit. I mean, especially for artists who, you know, it sounds very cliched and stupid, but we're a temperamental group. We have emotions, you know, and I think that, you know, some people like me might go through that kind of phase of just creative paralysis. Then you try to come out of that and find ways to come out of that and get inspired and everything. And so we kind of talked about that already. So let's try to be a little more positive and talk a little bit about, you know, maybe the more positive psychological benefits, you know, to turning to the arts in times of individual or community crisis. Take it away, Sarah E.
Sure. And again, I've been fascinated by, especially for amateur hobbyist artists, this is an opportunity to explore your art. I see lots of people are saying, hey, I have extra time now. I've always wanted to learn how to paint. So I am looking up YouTube tutorials and I'm trying this thing that I've never tried before. Or you see lots of people, like there's an art museum, I can't remember which one right now, but they're encouraging people at home to recreate famous works of art.
Oh, yes, I saw that online. That was hilarious, yeah. Just dress up and hold up pitchfork and be the Winslow Homers and stuff, yeah.
Right, absolutely. And so getting lots of people involved in that process, and I would even argue that anyone who has ever created a toilet paper meme in the last, you know, 3 weeks has
You're an artist. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. I mean, they have, you know, put an image together in a new way. They've interpreted what's happening in current events, and they've displayed it.
That's right.
Created art.
Yes.
And there is a lot of release that happens from it, a lot of coping, but also I would like to bring it up as a form of play. At my workplace, we've been talking a lot about the book Play by Stuart Brown. And the reason that we should play even as adults, there's many reasons, is that there are real psychological benefits. It keeps your brain adaptive. It keeps your brain, it increases the plasticity as you age. We all feel refreshed after we play. And it is just healthy for us as even adults to play. And the play personalities that Stuart Brown brings up in his book, there's several different types. There's people who like to play by moving around. There's people who like to play by being competitive. Some of the ones for us artists are the storyteller. We play by creating stories. Or the artist, someone who creates something. And maybe you play by creating and being an artist just for yourself. Maybe you do this and then share it with everybody. But just that act of play really helps just keep you in a good, healthy mental state. And so I want us to look at being able to do these acts of art as good for our mental health.
Yes.
Being in an ever-changing world, mm-hmm. it is important that the animals that play, for example, mm-hmm. are more adaptive to their changing environment.
Yeah.
And so we as a human animal, we are in a very changing environment.
Yes.
And so play is actually a healthy way to adapt.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly, because as a person with lifelong disability, I've had my lung disease since I was a very small child, and you know, really... art has always been therapy for me. It has been my way of expressing myself and connecting to a larger world that I may not physically be able to connect with. This situation has just amplified all of that, you know, and made it even more in my mind, you know, that kind of, ooh, you know, the bad stuff I talked about before. But it also, I'm really working on processing all that to get to the point where I feel like, even though I've been doing artwork a long time, whether it's writing or painting or photography or whatever, all my different mediums and genres, you know, I also want to come up with new art, out of the box art for me. I mean, I've done a lot of variety of artwork, but there's a lot out there I've never tried. And, you know, so I encourage people who are already feeling like they're professional artists, they've been doing their oil paintings or their sculptures or their, you know, music or whatever for years and years and years, okay, pick up something else, try something else. You know, you were talking about people who aren't professional, who are more like they just did a hobby or they have always wanted to try something. You know, someone who's been a oil painter forever could start making, you know, wood sculptures. I don't know, you know what I mean? Or write a poem. You know, they could write a poem. You know, it's right. Try something new. You know, this is an opportunity to stretch your artistic muscles. And and that's a good thing, right? The world needs more art. Always, always. Yeah. You know.
And I think that also with this conversation is we do see celebrities, for example, who are, you know, doing sing-alongs and mm-hmm. then posting them. And some people are pushing back that, hey, that seems tone deaf right now, given the serious situation we're in.
Yeah.
And to that, I think I would say, A, be careful when you're posting of the tone that you strike.
Right.
Maybe this is something that you just do for your own health and a small group of friends versus a platform of tens of thousands.
Right. I totally agree with you on that. Yeah, that's and I mean, I'm sure you've seen things online that slightly offended you. I've seen things that I'm like, oh, that is not funny. You know, that doesn't strike me as funny. This is a serious situation, and my life is at risk here with this virus out there, and that's just not appropriate. And then I think, you know what? Nope, it's like I've said a thousand million times, art is subjective. And coping mechanisms are subjective, you know? Some people cope through dark humor. Some people cope through talking about God and sunshine and rainbows, you know? I mean, you just, you let it all out there. Let everybody have their coping. And if you don't like what they post, don't comment on it, right? I mean, just, you know, you don't have to weigh in every time.
Right. Yeah, that's why I kind of defend those people who, with good intent, are putting out art that maybe other people say, yeah, that seems a little tone deaf. I'm still giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, there, I'm trying to do that too.
They need to do within themselves.
Yes.
To cope.
And I think we all need to cut everybody a little cut each other some slack, because again, it's you know, human expression is personal and it's individual, and what works for, you know, someone who has a very dark sense of humor isn't going to work for someone who would rather, you know, talk about their faith or always, you know, be positive or something like that. So you know, but those two people are both coping. They're both doing the best they can, and they're willing to share their way of coping in case it connects with somebody else out there who doesn't know yet how to express themselves or hasn't gotten to that point yet. And I think that's fair. You know, I might express something that somebody's gonna think, oh my God, that's maudlin, that's depressing, that's bleh. But someone else might say, that's exactly how I feel, you know. And so let everybody express their own way. And like I said, the bottom line is, if you don't like it, ignore it, don't comment on it. Let it go.
Yep.
it's not all about you, you know.
So, and if it's on a Facebook stream, you can just, you know, not follow them.
That's right. If it gets really bad, just unfollow, or, you know, worst case, if it's a friend of yours, unfriend them, you know. So, yeah, I mean, that there are ways to be human in this, seems like, inhuman situation that we're in, you know. We still have to be human, so let's try and be nice about it. So, yeah. Right.
So yeah, we overall just encourage artists to stay connected, help yourself, help others through Facebook, through Zoom, through YouTube, all of these options that we do have because of the internet, but also remembering that if you need to check on some of the shut-in people who do need some assistance, even in getting groceries,
yeah,
you know, remember to do those things as
Yeah, because,
I was just going to say,
kind of our final thoughts, you know, I think hopefully we'll never get another pandemic like this. Hopefully we'll all survive this one. But we will have, like you mentioned in our notes, we'll have snow days. Long-term illness, hello. People who don't drive but draw at home and take weekly art lessons. So having alternative ways to continue with those things is really important. Your final thoughts, expand on that a little bit maybe?
Honestly, I think that we've said it already. You know,
okay.
Trying to stay connected
yeah.
and supportive.
Yeah, connected and supportive. I like that. That's the bottom line. And gosh, you know, maybe supportive is the most important part of that. You know, you really, really just lift each other up. Don't drag each other down or knock each other down. Lift each other up. So, yeah, I like that.
Great.
Good job. Yay. All right, so next time we get together, we're going to be talking about our NICE project. Let's do a little shameless plug for that. We're going to be talking about the Noblesville Interdisciplinary Creativity Expo 2020 version, which is going to be a little different than all the versions in the past. This is our sixth annual year, and it is going to be like no other year before, right? But the first thing I'm going to tell people is that we are going to choose our books and our passages together online. This way, in the moment. Normally in the past, we've always had that discussion in private and then announced our choices. We're going to let the public see our discussion and our choices happen live. So stay tuned for that next time. For now, this is Alice
and Sarah E.
saying take care, stay safe, wash your hands, mm-hmm. keep that social distancing going, stay at home, and God bless you all.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org.
This activity made possible in part with support from the Indiana Arts Commission and the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency.
We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.